cannot play today?
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow.
No. Balaji. Ajnanatmirandasya jnanam janushalakaya chathurumritanjena tasmai sri guru vanchakalpatarugasya kripasindho dhaivacha patitanam pavanibhu vaishnavibhu गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुते तमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेधु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् कृष्ण तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके By humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam, Sri Shala Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Astota Sasimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavosha. And again, this time, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Shala Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are explaining here the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. How he became a street beggar first, and then he came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and met in Varanasi. And then Mahaprabhu saw that this disciple is very qualified. I should sprinkle my mercy to him. In Prayag he was only for 10 days, and here for 2 months. He made all Kashi Basi sannyasis who are nirvisheshvadi, even to them he sprinkled his mercy and they became pure devotee. And he has left this dialogue for us, continuing for future lakhs and lakhs, thousands and thousands of years. Hearing this, in future, so many will be devotees. This is more than Vedas. These are more important than Vedas, even Mahabharata and all others, Gita also. So, everything in these three, four chapters covers whole Upanishad, essence of all. Here, I told you, explained you. Kishaya Tatasa Sakti Bhedabhed Prakash. And that, after that, Suryan Sakirana Jaiche Agni Jwala Choy Swabhai Krishna Tim Prakash Sakti. Tim Prakash Sakti. Here, Suryan Sakirana and Agni Jwala Choy. For that theme, It has been given comparison. Understand? What is comparison here with Suryansh Kiran and Agni Jwalacha? You. I will ask all. Are you ready all?
Yes.
You should be ready. I want to teach you like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami. No need so much giving time. Explain.
Last night, Srila Gurudev explained to us these two analogies given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concerning the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Soul and the Jivatma, the individual soul. And he did give us a little warning that sometimes these analogies are not totally complete, but they give us some idea. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has written in his Bhagavad, his Ethics and Theology, that this material world is a dictionary of the spiritual world. So we should remember that just in the dictionary, we find a word that will give a description of something else, but it cannot fully describe that thing. So similarly, this analogy is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to give us some idea of the relationship between the Supreme Soul and the living entity. And he says the living entity is like a molecular part of sunshine compared to the sun planet.
More deeply useful book.
And Krishna is compared to the sun, and the living entity is compared to the spark.
But what thing these examples have been given?
And that is given the example of the spark from the fire. Great fire, the spark is like the living entity coming from that fire.
Can you? Yes. Especially do two examples, I want to know. Whether you have understood or not.
I'll try to say one example that I have.
More louder.
The fire is compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and any spark coming from that fire is like a jiva.
What is, for what? This. Suryansh Kiran. For what purpose it has been given? You?
In the example of the comparison of the sun.
What?
The sun is compared to the absolute truth of Krishna. And the light is compared to Tatva Shakti. And then the small particles that are swirling within the light are compared to the jivas.
And Agni Jwalacha?
So in the
good
in
one.
In the fire. There's some of the fire, there's so many sparks coming out of the fire. And all, so the fire. And
Agni Jwala Chai means?
Agni.
What is the meaning?
Agni fire.
You? Agni Jwala Chai. Anyhow, okay, but more deep. Agni Jwala Chai meaning?
First of all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the example of the rays coming from the sun. And in those rays, small particles are moving. So this rays are the Tatastha Shakti, and the particles are the Tatastha Shakti Prakash, that means Jiva Tattva. But when Mahaprabhu gave this example, he was not fully satisfied. Why? He wanted to express something more. In a fire has some heat, and in the heat of the fire, there are some sparks. So this spark is very small, like the fire. But
it has been written in Agni Jwalacha. I want to know the exact meaning of Agni Jwala.
Agni means fire, Jwala means burning capacity.
And Jwala means?
Spark.
No. That is wrong. This is, I wanted to tell you. Can you?
Particle.
He had no example of this.
Molecule, electrical particle of fire.
Here, Krishna is sun. Comparison, in comparison. Krishna is like sun. And Kiran or the power of Krishna. This is it. And here Agni is Krishna, and his flames is power. So comparison has been given. That there is no, there is bhed and abhed both. Oh, with sun and its rays, fire and its flame.
Heat of fire or flame of fire?
Flame.
Oh, coming on.
Light.
And by chance, if any
spark
is coming, they are jivas. And in sun rays, in that shakti, oh, you can see so many particles, very, very minute. Oh, these are jivas. But here comparison, Surjan's Kiran or Shakti, power of Krishna. And here also Agni Jala is power of Krishna. So two examples have been given to make understand that what is power of Krishna and how from this power jivas are coming. Like a spark. And in rays what?
Particles.
So deep meaning. Why you get two examples I told you yesterday? Why? Because they cannot express whole thing. Like a sun rays. Sun rays is the part of sun. No? But not a part of sun. From this, oh, so much light comes. What is that light? What is that light? It is somewhat in Krishna, out of Krishna. Some bhed and some abhed. It may be that there is some light, very hot, but by anything we can alag alag kar sakte hain.
Separate.
Sun and its the heat. We can heat, control heat. And in the same way, I've seen that so many devotees running on the fire of very much a strong fire, and they walk. How? They control the power. So power can be controlled. Sun will be there. Fire will be there. So, sun is there, but rays are here, heat is there. So some difference. This heat is not sun. The flame is not fire. But even without fire they cannot be. No existence. Yes. And that is why he is telling. And then he is telling, Krishna Swabhavik Tin Shakti Parinati Chit Shakti Jiv Shakti Ar Maya Shakti. We are all in Chit Jagat, in Golok Vrindavan Ar Vaikunth. So many things there, all eternal and transcendental, coming from Chit Shakti, transformation of Chit Shakti. And all the Jiva souls, transformation of Tatastha Shakti. And all what we see in this world, top to bottom, seen by eyes, are realized by mind even, all are what? Maya. Transformation of Maya. I told you. I am not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That I will sprinkle my mercy to you that you should realize this. Mahaprabhu was like that. I can pray Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He should sprinkle mercy that you should realize. But if you are chanting and remembering all these things, not being weak, oh, it may be after couple of years, couple of Worth also, no harm. Oh, you may realize this. And if you are realizing, you are very fortunate and fortunate. Now, Krishna Bholi Shai Jeev. Shai Jeev. What Shai Jeev? Can you?
That Jeev who has forgotten Krishna. But he's not from there.
Shai. What is the meaning of Shai? What he has translated? Shai Jeev.
Forgetting Krishna.
Not Jeevas who were in Golok. But Shai Jeev. Coming from Tatasha Shakti, that very jeev. From beginning they are forgetting Krishna. They never realized Krishna. They had never served him. So say jeev. Those who are transformation of Maya Shakti, Tatasha Shakti. And they have no power of yoga maya, very weak, and they forget Krishna, and they realize that, I am this body, and my relation, worldly relation are true, my father, mother, friends and everything, this is my wealth, reputation, and they are always engaged in these things, sense gratification. So, we are like that. Shai Jeev. Bhuli Krishna, Anadi Bahirmukh. Anadi means? What he has written, you should read. Or you can, if you have, you can read. Try to know all these things very carefully. This is the platform of bhakti. Otherwise, no bhakti.
Forgetting Krishna, the living entity that detests the Shakti has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence.
Very good, very good. What is she told? What is the meaning of anadi?
Adi means having an origin, and anadi means not having an origin. But here we should take it to mean that.
What was that?
Adi means origin, anadi means without an origin.
You can ask if any you have doubt or not understand. Or this is like, ishta goshti.
So we can take.
Let him say.
That the jiva, his forgetfulness of Krishna is from a time so long ago that we cannot trace out its beginning.
When he forget Krishna?
When he is in Tatastha Shakti, from there, he has made a choice, he made what, this is his dosh, his fault, that he wanted to enjoy, so he came into this world.
From first creation, even from the first creation, we have forgot all these. And this is not the first human form you have. Oh, thousand and thousands births have been passed. And you are enjoying this world. Thinking that, this wealth is mine. And by wealth we will be happy. Why? Because there is no light from Krishna. You are not remembering Krishna. If you will remember Krishna, automatically everything will be realized. So, from there, from Tatasha Shakti, they are Bairmukh. What your question?
The word forgetting is used.
What?
That seems to imply, forgetting seems to imply.
Oh, speak in that.
The word forgetting, Krishna.
What?
She's saying that the word forget means that previously we were with Krishna or we knew Krishna and then we forgot.
This answer is in this word Shai. Only coming from marginal position. They have never served Krishna. But in their constitution form, oh, they are servant of Krishna. But for beginning, they have forgotten this point.
What? If creation and destruction is going on eternally like one cycle,
yes.
If you say from first creation, then how can we say from first creation if the creation and destruction is going on like a cycle with no beginning and end?
कभी स्वर्ग उठाए कभी नरक डूबा दंड जने राजा जनो नदी के डूबा.
The question is, if there is no beginning, then how can we speak about first creation?
Oh, only to make understand all these questions and all the examples I have given. No. One need to. Like Shakha Chandrana, you know? What? Oh, where is sun now? Peeping from this window. Is sun is there? So like this. First have this idea and then, oh, come out from the room and you can see sun. So in this way. Where is sun? In the sky. Really he is in the sky? Or what? Where he is? What is called the sky? Unlimited thing. Only by devotion we can realize something. Otherwise no. Why there is poison in Dhattura, you know? What is
poisonous
fruit? Poison. Why there? Why, can you say, why fire burns? Why? Why?
Because of experience.
Huh?
Because of experience.
What? What? What is it?
Anubhav ke karan.
No. It, that is achintya. That is called, you cannot define it. You can only understand something by what? The Guru's coming in line. Guru Parampara words. You can sum. Otherwise, by this mental excupulation, you cannot do anything. Never. So, this jeev sometimes became Indra and sometimes Brahma, even. Sometimes he became Rudra also. He was in life where? In Swarga. And sometimes he was hog, pig, and dogs, cats. More wretched than that. He was anything in his stool. What? And thus we are going in endless chain of birth and days, suffering and sorrow. Oh, wait. So, we were never satisfied by sense gratifications. Never. But now, Maya is like a jailer. Jailer, you. He is punishing you. You should not think that we are happy with sense gratification they want. Never and never. They are like dogs, like camels. Camel? Like crows. How? Camel always taking some thorns in mouth and testing their, enjoying their blood themselves, and then think that all this is coming from all these thorns. And dogs, a dry hoddy bone taking and chewing, and this goes in their mouth. And sometimes wound comes and his own blood comes. And he thinks, this is coming from that bone. Really, no. So we are like that. We are thinking, by wealth, some sense gratification will come. And we will have a very, very, very beautiful wife. Very, very beautiful, young husband. And then we will be happy. And if she will be old, I will change another new one. And also we will change husbands, always doing. In the birth of pigs, no control, no control. But even you could not be satisfied. So you can never be satisfied, you should know this thing. So he is telling me that kabo swarge, kabhi marte, and kabhi here and there. So many lives has been gone. But in world, sadhu shastra kripaya, jadi Krishna unmukhaya, sei jeev nistare maya tahare chhara. What meaning? Oh, 120.
If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of sadhus, saintly persons, who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions, the shastra, and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the mercies of Maya, who gives him up.
Devi jhesha mugnamai mam maya duratya mameva je prapadyante maya metam tarantite.
Krishna is instructing in Bhagavad Gita, this divine energy of mind, Maya, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who surrender to me can easily cross beyond it.
What is your question? Quickly.
I learned that the material world is real, it's not illusion, but it's temporary. So, the Maya, the illusion, is only our relationship, that we think we are this body, this is my mother, and like this. So I don't understand why we call this energy, which makes the material world, we call it Maya Shakti, because Maya, in my understanding, is illusion. But we say this material world is not illusion. So what does it?
You should explain.
On one hand, we say this material energy is real, but temporary. At the same time, we call it Maya, which means illusion. So is it illusion or is it real?
Both meanings are true. Maya means which is not really existing. And also, the shadow of Srimati Radhika Yog Maya. So both we can take, no harm. What?
Does this logic of the moon in the tree apply to the Tata? We speak of Jivas coming from Tatastha Shakti. So Tata is Viraj River. Viraj and Tata is...
Don't think like this. Ocean of milk. What is meaning? What is the meaning of ocean of milk? What is the meaning of salt water's ocean? Try to understand. What meaning? Water, there is water but salty. Understand? That is called salt ocean. Milk ocean. So much milk there. And here, Karanadakshai. Reason. Here is not milk, no water, nothing.
What?
Reason of creation is there. Understand something? Not. How a jeev, being a chid vastu, part and parcel of full chit chinmay, Krishna Sachidananda, and he came in this world. This reason is there, and this reason is called Karnabdishai, Karnodak Samudra, Ocean. You should understand that there is an ocean, but really not ocean. Cause. And where is Karnabdishai Mahavishnu? And there from reason. They have some impression and they were in this, inside of the body of Karnodas Vishnu. And they again, when he wanted to create world, on they came out and he put all in this, two kinds of bodies.
So Viraja is not a geographic place.
Viraja means where is not Sataraj or Tam, Tamas.
No action in there.
No action. Only what action? The reason is there. And this reason is like an ocean. No water, nothing. भौगोलिक स्थान मत समझो. No. Not like a geographical place. Like this is imaginary line between Vaikuntha and this world. You can discuss it further.
So
now we should go.
The logic of Chandra, the moon in the tree, applies there. It applies there, that logic?
What?
Sakha Chandra nahi ki okhane prajojjo hobe?
Yes. Sakha Chandra nahi means we are giving something that you should understand by example, but totally example is not giving all these things idea.
Some idea
it will give. Oh, your face is like moon. What is meaning? Are you, your face is moon? Or this is like Sakha Chandra? Only this. So Maya Mukta Jive, Nahi Krishna Smriti Gyan, Jive Kripal Kaila, Krishna Bhed. Krishna Jive. This very jeev, coming from imaginary loins of Tatasa Shakti. Forever they are forgotten Krishna. We are all like this. All totally. Except Krishna and his devotees. They come like a doctor in this world for our operation or helping us. But all other, we all in this world are like that. We have forgotten Krishna. We are telling our Shastra, Krishna has made Puran, Ved and Puran. What is Ved? The words of Krishna are Ved. Not a book that it can be given to bird. Water cannot touch it. The words of Krishna. A water and fire, water, air, even they cannot touch to these words, Vedas. But what we have understand a book, it can be burned. So it is not like that. Ved means gyan, knowledge. No? Knowledge. What knowledge? That transforms into bhav. And then bhav transforms into prem. That thing. And by prem we can have darshan of Krishna, we can meet and serve him. And we can be happy only by this. Otherwise, there is no other way for this. So Krishna, Ved Puran is like father, mother, or representative of Krishna. Also Guru. Guru like also. He is representative of Krishna. Krishna said of Vedas and Puran, and this Guru, both are Bhagavat. But then lock and key in the hands of Mahabhagavatam. Who can explain Bhagavat or Ved Puran to you? So for the goodness of
benefit
of all conditioned soul, Krishna has become like Ved and Puran. He has, his words are Ved, no? Now he is giving an example like Sakha Chandranaya. Again, very deep meaning. Like Rupa Goswami, Siksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave example of any bhakti creeper. No? Creeper. And its fruit. Similarly, again he is giving some example for Rupa Goswami. Not for Rupa Sanatana Goswami, but for us. What is that? Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apne Are Janan Krishna Maura Prabhu Prahata Jivir Hai Gyan. Oh, you should read the meaning. Very carefully, don't sleep. Anyone is sleeping? If anyone likes to sleep, I can send pillow and you can use. No harm. You are like my children. If you want to sleep, I will give pillow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thus ends the first part of the class given on the 14th of June, on the 15th of June, sorry, in the evening in Italy. Hare Krishna. Second part is on another discussion.